Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Good morning, Jenna.
Morena.
How are you?
Good. I'm excited for our first book review together.
I know, we can just sort of get into it, grip it and rip it. You've brought in an enormous book.
Well, I think you're about to say that we saw each other at Rocket Park.
We did.
I was loitering.
With a gang. Ed from Dictaphone Blues was there as well.
Yes, I would say I don't have a kid, but I was with his kid at the park.
It was a full kid crew kind of.
Yeah.
Well, those people with kids and half of what looked like the St. Luke's Morningside area was also at the park. It was a beautiful morning.
And I thought it was really quite charming because we talked about the book that I'm about to talk about and you were like, yeah, I went to pick it up to read because I told you on Thursday, and then you were like, oh, but 650 pages. Yeah. I can't read that.
Could I have done 650 pages in 2 days before a book review? Do you reckon? Is it possible? Is it humanly possible?
It is possible, but you would do nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do you reckon your brain feels after doing like a 650? Do you feel smarter after reading a 650 page book in 2 days?
I feel really, well, I don't know if I've done a book that fast, that long, that fast, but you'd feel really great.
Mm-hmm.
If the book's good, because there's so much weighing on a large book because you think this better be worth it,
mm-hmm.
which this book is, I would say. It's called Caledonian Road by Andrew O'Hagan. He is a Scottish-born writer. His previous book called The Mayflies was super popular, and that was about male friendship. And this is getting heaps of buzz. I read it and, of course, knew about it, and we've been selling it at the shop, but then in preparation for this review, I've been reading about it, and people are just loving it.
Loving it.
Yeah.
Tell us about the author. What's his history?
So he's been around the traps for a wee while, and he's an editor-at-large at the London Review of Books, so mm-hmm. he's totally in the scene. He's a reporter and novelist, and he researched this novel for 10 years.
Wow.
But it pinpoints a very specific time. So it's been described as Dickensian, so like huge cast of characters, set in London, 2 to 3 days out of the 2021 lockdown, and it's over the period of a year.
Okay. Does it, with loads of characters, does it take a while to get your head around them all?
Well, it's really great with this book because it has a cast list that you can refer back to. So
okay, here we go.
It's very handy, very handy.
Yes.
It's a bit, so there's the main character. His name is Campbell Flynn, and he's in his early 50s. He's this art historian. He gets pulled up on a commentator for a lot of things. He's written a book about Vermeer. He's researching a book about Rembrandt, and he just lives like quite a nice life,
mm-hmm.
believes that he's quite a decent guy. And he has a lot of fingers in pies and knows people from a very wealthy area, wealthy place. Like his brother-in-law is a lord, and etc. Because it's all based on this Caledonian Road, which is in North London and has very wealthy people living on it, and then council estates.
Yes.
So this is kind of setting the scene for this class difference. So Campbell is a lecturer, a professor, and he meets this young guy called Milo. He's Ethiopian Irish, and he is like a modern day hacking Robin Hood type character.
Mm.
He's super smart, super onto it, very aware of class, privilege,
yes.
race, and politics in the UK. And they kind of take each other on. They get Campbell's not really sure of Milo's motivations, but that doesn't matter. But Milo's like teaching him about the world. Like,
mm-hmm.
this is what it's like for people who are lower class, who have got to hustle.
Yeah.
And so he's like holding a mirror up to Campbell saying, do you really think you're a good person? They're not the only characters in the book, obviously, because we have this huge cast. So we have Russian oligarchs, we have lords, we have drill rappers, we have politicians, we have illegal migrants, and they're all connected, and they're kind of all connected through Campbell moving through this year. There's some really funny descriptions of Campbell that he's like called a soft socialist, which I think is really funny. So he there's a lot of moving parts, but it's so easy to read. And I was just saying to you off ear that I had to put it down halfway through because I had to read something else for something else. And I was really nervous about going back into it, and I just went straight back into mm-hmm. the world. The writing is really easy. It's very funny.
Yes.
And there's quite a bit of satire within it as well. Like, Campbell's written this new book called Why Men Weep in Cars, and it's about the sensitive male.
Yes.
But he doesn't want to be the face of it, and they've got this other person who's kind of taken it on this Jordan P. Peterson, like, road. So there's lots of those very topical issues within it. It feels very immediate.
Mm-hmm.
And this will be the best time to read it, I think.
Okay.
But then he also explores, because Andrew O'Hagan in his life has written a lot about Grenfell Tower and towers and a lot of tragedy within UK life that features in here as well. Not Grenfell Tower, but something similar that you would recognize. So he's following real things that have happened
mm-hmm.
within that time that are quite shocking and really sad, and you just really see the faces behind it. So epic read, well worth the 650 pages.
Yes.
When I put it down, I was just like, yes, that was a great book.
Great book. Yeah. Excellent. Now, what's it going to set you back, and where can you find it?
Oh, so it's on the shelf at Time Out Books now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really sorry, I don't have the price on me, but it's $38 to $40. Really worth it because it's so many pages.
Yes.
And one thing I do need to say is that I do think this is going to be a book contender. So the book along list is released on the 31st of July, and this has Booker written all over
all right.
it. Yeah.
Hot tip, people.
Shocked. I will be shocked if it's not long listed.
All right. Hey, thank you, Jenna, and thank you, Time Out. We'll look forward to seeing you next week.
Yeah, we've got more books for you.
That was Loose Reads.